That brings us now to the second major division that we have here in this little epistle, and that is God is love. And beginning at verse 3 now, and going all the way down through verse 21, while we're dealing with a section, and the first part of it, the first 14 verses here, how the dear children may have fellowship with each other. Now, before it was walking in light. Now it's going to be walking in love. And that's the thing that he's going to talk about. Now, will you notice verse 3? And by this we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Now, let me say that this hasn't anything to do with the security of the believer. We're not talking about that. We're talking about assurance. We're in a family. How do I feel now I'm a member of this family? I may be a child of God, and I could be in a far country, but we want to sit down at the table with the Father. Now, how are we to have assurance? The way you can have assurance, by keeping his commandments. Now, friends, we're not talking about the Ten Commandments now. We're not talking about that which is legal. We're talking about a family. That which is legal, the Ten Commandments, were given to a nation. And on those, every civilized people have based their laws on the Ten Commandments. They are for the unsaved. Now, God has something for his family, and their commandments for his family. You'll find that mentioned, for instance, in the 6th chapter of Galatians. And I didn't intend to turn there, but I think I shall. He says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. We're talking about the law of Christ now. When we were back in 1 Thessalonians not too long ago, I called attention to that, verse 2 of chapter 4. For ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. Well, what are some of them? Well, in the last chapter, chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians, I have listed 22 commandments that are there. Listen to one or two of them. Verse 16 of chapter 5, rejoice evermore. He wants you to be a joyful Christian. 17, pray without ceasing. That is the attitude of prayer. It means to get off of your knees and still walk on your feet in a prayerful attitude. Praying is not all done on your knees. It's done on your feet. It's right down where the shoe leather is, friends. And we are told to quench not the Spirit. And we're to prove all things. These are commandments that the Lord Jesus has given to believers. And if we are to have fellowship with the Father and enjoy it and have an assurance in our own heart, we must keep his commandments. Don't say that we are free to do as we please. A Christian doesn't do as he pleases. He does as Christ pleases. And that's all important. Now he says, and by this we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Now, commandments here means the commandments that the Lord Jesus has given to the church. And I'll make a distinction in just a few moments between the commandments and the Word of God. There is a distinction, and I think we can demonstrate it in just a moment. But the important thing is that this is something we do know, that we know him. This is not a no-no, this is a yes-yes, but it's something that we do know. And you remember, he's answering all through this epistle the Gnostics, and they pretended they knew something. That is, they were super-duper saints. They had some knowledge that no one else had. In general, it was heresy. By this we do know that we know him. And the important thing is to know Jesus Christ. Now, how can we have the assurance of it? Well, a great many people, as we've said before, believe in the eternal security of the believer, but they don't have the assurance of salvation. And the reason is obvious. If we keep his commandments. Now, he's not saying that we're not saved. But he's saying this, that we have an assurance. We know. And you can't know if you're disobedient unto him. In other words, obedience to Christ is essential, and it's the very basis of assurance. You cannot have, oh, you can bluff your way through, but you can't have that deep down, way down in your heart, assurance, unless you keep His commandments. And so here, He's dealing with that, and He's dealing with it in a very, let me say, a very definite way here. We do know, and this is something we should know.